welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, largest paranormal investigating organization in the Garden State.
In the world.
Yeah, right. And I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline.
Hello.
How are you?
Still here.
Yeah, and it's getting close to our Halloween. Halloween.
Yay.
Yay. Well, you know me. I love Halloween.
You love every holiday.
No, not every holiday. There's only three per year. Halloween, Christmas, and my birthday.
Okay.
And up until the invention of that stupid President's Day, my birthday was a legal freaking holiday. I used to get every birthday party on my birthday because schools and banks were closed. Yeah, I know. Anyway, I digress. So we had another meeting for Ghost Chicks, the television show. I think we're going to be moving full steam ahead here. It's looking really good. The casting's coming along and formatting and the equipment has arrived. Infrared equipment, you know.
Yeah. Pass some of that along.
So that's really cool. I'm glad we're doing that and getting more fans on Facebook, which is important. So please, you know, check out ghostchicks.com and, you know, or go to the NJGHS site. It's njghs.net, and you'll see in the navigation bar there's a Ghost Chicks link. And go to their page, and you'll see the MySpace and Facebook links and My Smiling Face and Rosemary's and Jane's and, you know. Actually, the publishing company for my book, I had posted those headshots that I had done for the show on the America's Haunted Road Trip on my page, and the publicist, Kara, wrote to me, and she's like, oh, can we... You know, we love the new pictures. Which one would you think we could use for when we have to send it out, for when stores inquire about having you, you know, as a book signing and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, I'll use the one that we're using for the show. That way it'll be consistent. So she's like, yeah, this came out good. I'm like, good. You know me, getting my picture taken, that was like, ugh. But that girl, Stephanie, who did the photography, is amazing. I mean, she just knows how to balance the lighting. And, of course, they do all the touch-up and everything. I'm like, yeah, let's, you know. Because I can't afford the collagen injections or the Botox, so it was cheaper to Photoshop, you know.
Just give me a dark cloth to put over my head and we're good.
Yeah, that's what my first husband always used to say. He's like, I don't understand why you spend so much time getting ready. It's a paper bag. Just put a bag over your head and you're done, you know.
It's true.
Yeah. And then you know what? And he always would say that. And then the unknown comic came out. Mm-hmm. And we were flipping channels one night. And he's like, see, he's making money. And how many times did I told you, just put a bag over your head?
I heard about it. Do you know when he stopped making money?
No.
When he revealed himself.
Really?
As soon as he took the paper bag off and said, this is me, that was it. His career was dead.
Oh, is that what happened?
That's what happened.
He's still unknown to me. Saw
that. Technically, the same thing happened with Kiss. Remember when they were dealt their makeup and everything, they were huge. As soon as they showed and said, this is us without our makeup, the popularity went away. I mean, it's come back up again now, but it died out. I mean, because that's who they were.
Right.
And the people don't want to know who they are without
that. It's all that marketing.
Yep.
They call it branding.
Mm-hmm.
And once that was your brand of being the unknown comic, you had to stick with that. But think about it, how good that was for him, because he was making money and popular, but... Once he got off stage and took the bag off, he could walk in Great Adventure. He could go see a movie, not be accosted, because who the hell would know, you know?
Yep.
That was ideal.
Well, I'm sure somebody offered him, you know, big amount of money to do it.
I hope so, if he tanked his career over it, you know? But anyway, so we're getting there on that, and the schedule's, you know, pretty intense.
I can imagine.
I go to school 4 days a week, so I'm doing two college courses and helping my son, who's going with, you know, a full caseload, full-time college credits. And
what's he trying for? I mean,
he's right now working on his associates in liberal arts. He's majoring in communications.
Okay.
This from the same child who sits there and says, but I don't want to talk in class. I don't like to participate. And I'm like, you realize your major is communications? Hello? He's like, well, I just want to go on to be like a DJ on Q104. And I'm like, that's an awesome aspiration. However, you're going to have to talk.
Yes.
He's like, well, I can do it on, you know, just sitting in a studio like you do with Brian, you know, and making the shows. He's like, that doesn't bother me because I just don't want to.
But the show here isn't live. Which is the big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can be
Well, they have a delay.
7 seconds.
Well, I think it's what's 15 for Rush Limbaugh. Because he's so
But
bad.
even still, I mean, you still have to
You got to
be.
be on your game.
Oh my God, yeah. Because
Yeah.
there's somebody else who will be right behind you to stab you in the back and can't take
Oh,
your job.
big time. Big time. Yeah. So, anyway, but. So it's been a lot,
Ooh,
we've been doing a
he can
lot.
take over for Howard Stern when he retires.
No, I don't think there'll ever be another Howard.
No. There's people
No.
trying to be, but.
No. Yeah, and Opie and Anthony, I love them. They were fun, but it's, you got to give Howard credit. He's like the Elvis because like the Beatles even said it. When the Beatles were very popular, they said, "You know what? But there's four of us. We get to be together and kind of hang together." He goes, "Elvis," I forget if it was John Lennon who said it, but he said he's like Elvis was all by himself, and that's a guts, whereas like Howard is all
Well,
by himself and
no,
Opie
he's
and Anthony
not.
had
No,
each
he's
other.
not.
Well, he's got
Yeah,
his little band of misfits, but
him, Robin, and Fred, they've been together since the beginning.
really? Well,
Yeah.
when did Monkey Boy come in?
Later on, but I mean, in the
Yeah,
beginning, it
because I
was.
always knew him with Monkey Boy.
No, not when
That's
he.
Gary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the beginning, he wasn't around.
No.
I mean, it was a little while later, but it
And
was.
Fred, I met briefly when he was at the not comedy, Rascals Comedy Club.
Okay.
And I think in West Orange or whatever, we went there when I was working. Gosh, this is way back for Herk Seleny's. And we had one of our company, we had this like, I don't know what you would call it, like an organization within the company that would plan field trips and stuff.
Okay,
So you could
right.
get discounted group rates, whether it was a shopping trip, Atlantic City, Broadway. Well, they had one night, it was a discounted thing for dinner and the comedy show at Rascals.
Okay.
And so, yeah, my husband and I got to go. And you would just, all I had to do was stay at work. He just had to come to work, and they had a bus. They put you on a
Oh,
bus, they
nice.
bus you over there so you could drink and eat and have a good time, get on the bus and sleep it off and come back to your car and what have you. But yeah, and it was like, it costs you, what, 20, $25 a person? So for $50 for a couple to go out for a
Right.
night, that's, even back then it was good. So anyway, yeah, but that's, no, I'm sorry, it wasn't Fred, it was Jackie. Was it, what was his
Yeah,
name?
Jackie
Jackie
Martling.
Martling.
Yeah.
And
King of the one-liners.
yeah, well, Jackie was like playing host that night,
Okay.
and he introduced the first act, and he came off the stage, and he like ran right by me and Jeff, and Jeff just like, because he's usually the type that sits there and won't say anything, but he was like, "Hey, Jackie," and Jackie's like, "Hey, how you doing, dude?" Like he knew him, and they're shaking hands, and Jeff's like, "That's my wife," and he's like, "Oh, hey, how you doing, wife?" And I'm like, "How you doing?" But it was like cool, so yeah, we got to meet him ever so briefly, but there's only one Howard,
Oh, true.
but anyway, so that has nothing to do with the paranormal world. Well, unless you consider it very paranormal about how some people make it that big in radio, and
And marry a woman like that.
yeah, well, that's just a trophy wife, though. She wasn't,
Don't
Oh God, have you heard her talk?
know. No.
I love Howard. Oh, he's so smart. I'm like, oh, good God. And she's not gonna have a stretch mark on her because she doesn't have to press out any puppies because he already filled that quota
He
with
already has
the.
a puppy too, or a dog.
Well, but
I know.
he filled the quota with the.
The first wife.
The wife who was the real wife who
Right.
loved him throughout the crummy, struggling college days and so on and so forth. And any wife that has to put up with her husband just like groping and ogling half naked women, I mean, granted, okay, there's a part of me that says, you know what? Every time I would be upset, all I would think would be American Express Platinum,
Unlimited.
Tiffany's, Cartier's. Bailey, Banks, and Biddle, here I come. I need to work off a little depression. And I think that 4-carat sapphire necklace will just about suffice. Yeah. But I think there does come a time where even that is like, how much could you stand as a woman to know, like, geez, like when he comes home at night, wouldn't you feel like, ew, don't even touch me? You're like dirty. You've been, like, all over these other women all day. And you, oh, man, you know? Where's that platinum card?
Give me your card, too.
Yeah. Anyway, so Halloween's coming up. We're not going to do a Halloween special this year.
Nope.
You know, in fact, Brian and I are just kind of maxed out, you know. So in all honesty, I think this show is going to be it. We'll leave it up for the 2 weeks or maybe indefinitely. I really don't care at this point, but we're going to go on somewhat of a hiatus, yep, as they say in the industry, because we need the financial and mental health break. And,
yep,
and I know you're questioning saying financial, but you know
all
what?
All three of you.
Yeah. It's been a financial,
oh yeah,
and you know, investment for me and Brian, because he's either driving 150 miles from where he lives to where I am, or I'm doing it to where,
right,
he lives from where I am. And you know, gas isn't as exorbitant as it was at one point,
but still
$2.40 to $2.50 a gallon, mm-hmm, at 150 miles, and you know, that's a lot. And lugging the equipment that he's got to bring, and it takes time. I mean, this is time I could be sitting home, you know, reading all those Raymond Carver stories that I need to read to write my paper on this author. Can't do it because I'm sitting here.
Yep.
Although I am enjoying, we've had, you know, a lot of good off. We've caught up. I think this, yes, is the only way you and I actually, because he's not an emailer. Like, yeah, I get like the one-liners, like when the podcast gets uploaded, in the subject line it says podcast, and you open the email, it says new one is up. That's it.
What else?
You know, so I have to say, I will miss the socialization that you and I have, because when we get together to do the show, you know, while we're in between or saving clips or whatever, we talk and we get all caught up, and you know,
and we vent.
Yes, we do. We have our bitch session and we get all caught up, and it's good.
Well, now we'll just have to use speakerphone.
Yeah, or just we'll actually have to talk on the phone. Which, are you a phone person?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I'm truly not, but I do miss talking with you, and I realize it even more like when we get together to do the shows, and now I'm sitting here thinking, oh, boo-hoo, you know? And we go on hiatus, and who the hell am I going to talk to, you know? Because Bob and Tom are like, you know, just my little warring factions that just have nothing else to say but to fight with each other, and you know.
Well, that's their job.
Yeah, and they do it well. Besides stink me out, and they all wait. They wait. As soon as I'm like dead off my butt, tired, I get into bed, I turn that light out. You hear kaboom. One of them jumps off the bed, and you hear ksh, 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 in the litter. I'm like, you son of a bitch. And sure enough, within seconds, you're like, oh my God! They do it every night. And they're taking turns now. One night, they double did. Bob went before I got into bed. He knew I was in brushing my teeth. He's like, oh yeah, she's doing the teeth routine. So he goes in, takes a crap. I'm going to clean all that out. And I'm like, all right, that's it. At least now I got you done. Because I figured it was his turn that, mm-hmm, night, okay? So I get in bed, turn the light out, and I'm just dozing off. And I didn't even hear the thud of the jump off the bed or the scratching in the litter. Right. It was the fumigation that made me sit bolt upright in bed going, and it was Tom. And Tom's wicked. Tom takes out that entire apartment. And the little bastard knows. He won't even, Bob at least goes in and covers. So right. He makes the attempt to say, look, I know it stinks, you know, let me bury it a little, try and dampen the odor. Not Tom. He's proud. He gets that thing like a soft serve DQ piled up on top of the freaking litter, and it just wafts throughout the entire apartment. And it's like, and he has a litter box in the bathroom, but that son of a bitch knows. She's in bed. I'm going to use the litter box right next to her nightstand. I'm not going to walk all the way into the bathroom and do it and, you know, so it would take longer for me to reel. Oh, no. Right in the... So for those of you who have cats, you...
Well, the way that might be better, though, because at least you're not asleep yet. But imagine if you're asleep and you got woken up because of something in the bathroom.
Well, at least it takes a little longer. It's not as bad. Or at least when you're done flushing it down the toilet, because the toilet's right there. You can close the bathroom door and go back to bed and not have...
Or imagine just...
Ugh.
It sits in the bathroom for a couple of hours, and then you wake up and you walk out and, whoa!
Well, no, that has happened because he's so bad. Like, it's you could be dead off even on Lunesta, and it would wake you out of a Lunesta sleep. It's so obnoxious. But he has had the fermentation period when I've been, if he's done it while I've been at work or at school. And, you know, you're coming up to the, you know, my stairs coming up to my apartment door, and you're coming up and you're like, just putting the key in the door, and you're like, uh-oh. And you open that door and it's, wow, right in the face. When I tell you, and you've seen this fluffy, cute cat, oh my God, you know, and he's proud of it. He does it, like I said, a little DQ, soft serve, leaves it right on top of the litter, you know.
And he looks at you like, hey.
Yeah, you know, hi, look at that.
Take a picture.
You know. What finesse I have. And again, not paranormal, but...
Now, if you'd only just spell his name.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's terrible. And then they have that whole... Cats are funny, but yeah, it's not paranormal. Although he is a black cat, and Bob is orange, so it's Halloween theme. I mean, they're Halloween
close
colors,
enough.
You know.
And it's our show anyway, so screw y'all.
Yeah. And like I said, and the whole point of this was so... You're not going to be listening to us go on about useless and meaningless subjects like cat crap.
I think they want to hear more about this anyway, so...
So, you know, you're all like, good, take a hiatus. Christ, I can't listen to another syllable of this crap. Yeah.
Jeez.
Which is evidenced by the lack of parishioners, the lack of haunted
listeners.
Trivia participation, the lack of votes on Podcast Alley. Yeah, I know. It's like we won't even make a dent in a Kleenex box with the boo-hooers.
There was a show, The Deadline? What?
Yeah, it was Deadline, all right. It's a good thing we can joke about this. See, because our lives predominantly suck. So, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... You know, this is like actually, it's the most levity Brian and I experience.
Pretty much.
is taking a break from a tanking show.
There is a silver lining.
I'm telling you, isn't it great? Doesn't it make you all warm and fuzzy to know?
Now,
wow.
If someone out there wants to pay us, we'll be more than willing to restart the show up immediately.
Exactly. You know, or just if, you know, we got enough emails from saying, well, you know, how long is the hiatus? Can you come back in November?
Oh, and whatever? They better be different people.
Yeah, yeah. Because we can name on one hand the people.
Yep.
Like Dina.
Yep.
Andrew. Possibly Tom. Not my cat, but a human Tom. Possibly Joe.
Well, we can't count Dina because, you know.
But she listens. She's the only ardent listener.
But she's a team leader. So that's a
but
team
she's
leaders
a team
don't
leader.
Count.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, you count Dina.
No.
But not, you know what he's saying. It's like people that don't have a vested NJGHS interest, you know. Yeah, I don't think there is anybody else that, you know, gives a rat's patootie.
You can say ass.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this has been the highlight of our miserable lives, hasn't it?
Pretty much.
So how's the house doing?
Money pit.
Yeah.
It's only two words I can say for this house that, you know, we can allow kids to listen.
Yeah. Well, it'll... Everybody's, you know... So you've got the money pit. I've got the joblessness. And I'm sure I am within a lot of company of people out there now who have no jobs. And there's no rhyme or reason to getting one. There really isn't. You know, it's like I have redone my resume.
Doesn't matter.
Curtailed it to every job that I apply for. I change
Doesn't
the
matter.
Objective. I curtail it to the job mission. I take the skills off. I put the skills back on. And
it's who you know.
Nor who you sleep with. I don't think that even matters anymore.
No, yeah, probably.
Because they have their pick of the litter at this point, so forget me. You know, not that I would ever, anyway. But, you know.
Depending on your salary.
He said it, not me. you know, it's just, it's sick. Because I remember back in the 80s that was a viable way for a secretary to get out of the secretarial ranks was to sleep with a boss and then have him promote you.
Right.
In fact, where I worked, You know, I wouldn't have believed it, but I saw it firsthand. I saw this girl. I mean, she was like, her accent was so thick. She was Russian, you know. It was like Chekhov from Star Trek Squared, you know. You could barely understand her, and yet here she is. She's in charge of this IT position, and I'm like, how the hell? And then my friends are like, well, she slept with, what's this, you know, I don't want to say the person's name, but who was the VP of IT.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, come on, that only happens in the movies. They're like, no, seriously, she's what she did. And I'm like, and the more I would talk to her, the more I was like, yeah, it has to be, you know, because, you know, she didn't know much of the system.
Right.
And we're talking, this is back in the days of a Wang system, okay?
Well, she obviously knew how to operate a Wang.
It's the wrong system, but she had the whole Wang thing down in that context, yeah. So, anyway, so that's the deal.
Again, not paranormal, but...
But I'll be normal. No, we're definitely going to have to take a break from doing the shows and get our lives on track and hopefully maybe, you know, if you end up moving closer.
Who knows?
It would be nice. In order to, like, resurrect the show and...
You never know.
And then if we can do the Ghost Chicks TV show, if that takes off, then maybe the deadline would, you know, have more people, because they'd be like, oh, you could... Because then we could talk about the show and say, this is what you don't see that was aired, but this is what went on behind the scenes. And
but something like that, you'd probably have to...
Might have to clear it with them.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, if they're going to be spending all the money for equipment, let them spend the money to do the show.
Oh, such big dreams we have. Yes.
I know. Yeah.
Want to do meeting announcements?
Yeah, sure.
What the hell? All right. Next one is North Jersey Division on October 20th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Yellow Room of the Community Center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. The meeting topic is Prophets and Prophecies. Team leader Dina Tirico will be leading that fascinating discussion. Then, Central Jersey Division, you have your meeting on November 4th in the Hazlitt Library from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And that's located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish will be leading that meeting, as always. And the meetings are always free and open to the public to attend, so if you want to drop in or you have... questionable photograph or possible EVP recording, bring it with you, because every meeting always has a share and scare segment, so that way they can review your evidence and see what's up with it and validate it, what have you. And there's no charge for that. You just go to the meeting. If you want to sign up for membership, you can do that from our website on njghs.net. It's a PayPal button, and it's $20 lifetime, and you need to be a member in order to get the discount on the books we sell, to participate in cemetery hunts, and then if we do any special workshops or conferences, you get a member reduced rate. So there's perks. You know what perks is short for?
What?
I bet you a lot of people don't know. My father made me look this up once. That's the only reason I know. It's short for perquisite.
Ah.
Yeah. It was like a little added something something, you know. Because a requisite is required, but a perquisite is something that's a little additional, little bonus.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, did you see? New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, we have a page on Facebook. Like a fan page that I started up.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is what reminded me of it, I put up there the one day... Because I had to watch this DVD that was given to me at the very first meeting of Ghost Chicks... And I watched it, and they were, because they wanted to show me what another team had put forth as a show that they were hoping to have bought up, okay? So Jane was given a copy of it, I was given a copy, and I did my due diligence, I watched it that night, and if I heard hung one more time throughout this DVD, I was going to... off myself, you know. And so afterwards I just went to the computer and I went to our fan page and I posted just a little blurb about, you know, to clarify, right? Maybe you saw this, that When it refers to a person is hanged. It's correct. Always hanged, E-D ending. And if it's something else, like a picture, the picture was hung,
yes.
You know, you could do that. But hanged is always yes. When it refers to a person who has died by hanging.
Right.
I was impressed with the amount of comments that got registered on that. I was like, wow, people are, they don't listen to the deadline, but they flip and go to Facebook, let me tell you. And they all, a lot of people chimed in, and I mean, Christy Nathan's, I guess, wife now? Because she has it, Peterson-Schoonover. So I don't know, are they married?
I guess.
Okay. I'm not sure, so I don't mean any offense to Nathan and Christy, but Christy did post, you know, mm-hmm. how she had written a whole blasting about this on, I guess, one of her MySpace pages or a blog or something. So she was glad, and John Wilton, Spirit Searchers chimed in saying, you know, God, he goes, we learned that in grade school right after I before E, except after C, you know. And I was like, well, that's good. But, you know, apparently somebody, I think it was John, the producer of what's going to be our show or whatever, made a comment about ghost hunters, like taps, thinking like, yeah, you know, plumbers should stick to the do-it-yourself network, and this is what we need is more intelligent ghost hunters. So I just want to be clear that I was in no way slighting Jason and Grant this time, or taps, or ghost hunter show, because it wasn't their show.
Well, I should probably be more like the ghost hunters conglomerate now.
Yeah. It wasn't their show that I was basing this observation right. on, and trying to just put a little clarity. Just so fellow ghost hunters, it was kind of like your ghost hunter tip of the day, I called it. You know, if mm-hmm. you're out there, speak intelligently and don't say, oh, there was a person hung here. As those of you were kind enough to point out, when a person is well hung, you know, has a totally...
No, I'm well hanged.
Yeah, you know, there's a difference. Usually it's more to the male persuasion being well hung. But if he's dead by hanging, he was hanged really well, successfully. He's hanged. So, you know, people commented on that, which was pretty funny. But just so you know, it was based on a DVD that I had to watch as part of my assignment for Ghost Chicks TV. It was not Jason and Grant. And we have corrected, well, we didn't correct Jason directly, but I remember long time ago on one of our deadline shows, right, when I said, God, if I hear him say, me and Grant did this, me and Grant did that, me and Grant, and I was complaining about it, saying it's just, like, so annoying. It should be Grant and I.
Yes.
And like a couple weeks later, I'm watching Ghost Hunters, and every time Jason was very careful to say, Grant and I, da-da-da, Grant and I, da-da-da. And I even put a little blurb on MySpace saying, oh my God, there's a God, you know, Jason did it, he spoke and he used the correct, you know, first person singular, nominative case of the pronoun, and I was very happy. So I gave credit where credit was due, but that was the only time I made a comment. This thing about hanged and hung was not about taps.
And if it was, who cares?
Yeah, you know, and this one girl was like writing in saying, oh, you know, I've met them, and did you know Jason was a computer programmer before he went on to do all this plumbing?
So what?
And I'm like, I've met computer programmers, so your argument's a little weak really? There. Try again, sister. You know, it's a little weak. But, you know, granted, they're good. They're doing their job. They're doing their thing, you know. It was nothing against them. It's just I wanted to make it clear so people learn a little something. So when you're out there in somebody's home and you come back with some historical research, you can say, this person was hanged right on the front yard in 18 blah, 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 you know.
Instead this person of, was hanged on the yard but was well hung.
Yeah. We can go into the whole thing about those subways and being a foot long and
with big black and full of semen.
Oh, a submarine. Yeah, what was that joke?
That was the joke. What's long, black, and full of semen?
A submarine, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What were the other ones? There used to be a lot of those. Oh, come on, you were in the Navy. There must be more Navy jokes.
YMCA.
Yeah, jeez.
in the Navy.
Oh, good God, that's right. That was one of the Village People songs, it was. Right? In the Navy. What was their obsession with that?
We want you. We want you. We want you as a new recruit.
God, I forgot that. How do you remember shit like stuff like that?
That's an hour-rated R show.
I mean, seriously. How?
It's one of those stupid little things that get stuck somewhere in your mind, and all of a sudden it's just like,
yeah, because I don't. I remember in the Navy, but that's about it. I wouldn't know any of the choruses, verses.
You can sail the seven seas.
Oh, good Lord. See, and, you know, now that is scary. You're tuning into the deadline for Paranormal and Scare Factor.
I know.
The fact that Brian can remember Village People songs and lyrics is completely frightening.
Run.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's time for a break.
Yeah, me too.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
I'm Jane Doherty, psychic medium and author of Awakening the Mystic Gift. And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Oh, good Lord. In the time it takes me to take a piss, this is what this man comes up with.
You don't remember this?
I remember this chorus, but I didn't remember all that other stuff. We want you to be a recruit or something.
That was like from the beginning.
Okay. Kudos, Brian. You did it. That was good. Anyway, it's time for Parashare. For each Parashare you send in of your paranormal encounter or ghostly tale or investigation.
Actually, since we're going on a hiatus, it kind of doesn't really matter, does it?
Well, this is true. But you know what? If they want to send them in,
we'll hold them.
We'll hold them till we come out of retirement and and read them on the show. And you know what? If someone still sends it in, I'll still say, hey, if you want membership, I would still honor that.
Okay.
Whether we have a show or not, that's what kind of a gal I am. That I would be like, you know. Yeah, took time to bang a few keys on your laptop and shoot off an email to the deadline at njghs.net for your paranormal encounter or experience or investigation, what have you. And if you want membership and you don't want to pay $20, I will honor that. How's that?
Fantastic.
Cool. Now, as true to form, we don't have any Parashares this week.
Now it's time for News of the Weird.
Based on models of rampant infectious diseases, say researchers, civilization would be doomed if we were ever attacked by zombies. If society were ever attacked by zombies, we would probably be doomed and quickly. That was the conclusion of two university researchers in Ottawa and Ontario who set up mathematical models hypothesizing zombie attacks as infectious diseases with the well-known characteristics of zombie biology from popular fiction. In fact, according to a July BBC News report, zombies are more threatening than virulent diseases because they can regenerate unless decapitated or incinerated, of course.
Of course.
More troubling was the researchers' presumption that zombies move slowly, as in older movies, but in recent fiction, they're super quick, making them nearly invincible. How timely on the heels of Zombieland movie.
Really?
But what I find most frightening is that universities gave grants or received grants and funding for them to study this. That is frightening.
Yep.
Okay. You know, it's like you send your kid off to school.
Well, it is Canada.
This is true. All right.
Enough said.
Don't want to be a Canadian idiot. Well, there you go. In June, the Brighton and Hove City Council ordered nature lover Hilaire Purbrick, 45, out of the cave that has been his residence for 16 years, citing its lack of a fire exit.
Well, wouldn't the fire exit be the entrance?
Right, but apparently, in order to meet code, you need two forms of egress.
Ah.
Yes. And he only had one.
Well, I wonder if you could say the cave is grandfathered in.
Yeah, really? This was before. True. A 78-year-old woman kicked her husband in the groin several times recently because she believes he had an affair 35 years ago.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's not like he's using the twig and berries at this point, Christ.
Never know.
Breakthroughs in eye hair. Oh, get this, ladies. The pharmaceutical company Allergan has introduced eyelash thickener Latisse. At $120 per month prescription, this medication to help women overcome feelings of inadequacy if a woman suffers from scrawny lashes. Alternatively, eyelash transplants are now available in the United States and Britain, originally developed to restore lashes for burn victims, but according to the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery, now to market to women dissatisfied with their own lack of of lashes. And this is about, surgery would be about $6,000, okay? And just the other night, I did see the commercial for the product Latisse, so it's airing on television, and it's featuring Brooke Shields. Like, the woman has any flaw, you know? Oh, she has scrawny lashes. Oh, yeah, right. She's like, what, 6'1", she's an Amazon with this statuesque Venus-Aphrodite combo body hair. Oh, yeah, you know, her lashes were her biggest problem in life, I'm so sure. Anyway, Oh, and get this. In May, in Washington, D.C., resident Brian Peterkin Vertanesian petitioned the Guinness Book to recognize Wally, his 6 3/8-inch eyebrow hair.
Jeez.
Gross. As the world's longest, beating the current record by almost an inch.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to corporate dickheads. Not as bad as Starbucks, but with no help from Verizon Wireless, law enforcement agencies managed to hunt down a disturbed 62-year-old man sought in an 11-hour manhunt following a domestic violence call in Carrollton, Ohio, back in May. Deputies had wanted to use the man's cell phone signal to locate him, but the company, Verizon Wireless, had shut off his service over an unpaid $20 bill and refused to turn it on even for a few minutes unless the deputies paid the $20. The sheriff was reluctantly about to pay that when the deputies found the man. Unbelievable, Verizon. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Because you suck. You know, that there was some woman who was the victim of domestic violence, and for $20 freaking, you impeded law enforcement from doing their job to help this woman and right this wrong. You suck. Okay, Starbucks sucks worse for charging the medics on 9/11 for freaking water to help victims who were going into shock. They suck the worst, but Verizon, you suck. What say you, Brian?
I will agree.
Okay. Two musician beggars in the village of Moseley, England, were banned from performing in the area in August after a magistrate court heard complaints by desperate residents that the pair played only two songs, Oasis's Wonderwall and George Michael's Faith, over and over and over. Two home invaders in East St. Louis, Illinois, holding 11 people hostage as police surrounded the house, were eventually tricked outside by the captives and arrested. The hostages, borrowing an idea from several movie scripts, convinced the invaders that their only shot at freedom was to change clothes to look less conspicuous and then to release everyone. The two would appear to be part of the hostage group, and the hostages promised, wink wink, to tell police that the home invaders had already escaped earlier. However, as everyone walked out, the captives merely pointed out to police the two invaders. Pretty good. Pretty good. Because, you know, sometimes you get that Stockholm syndrome, but they were really putting their thinking caps on, and they're lucky it worked. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, if someone's crazy enough to take you hostage,
right,
it's a long shot that you'll be able to reason with them and come out unscathed. Okay. Admitted gang member Alex Fowler, 26, of Jasper, Texas, was arrested in July and charged with an attempted home invasion robbery that went bad. Tough guy Fowler, who has the words "Crip for Life" tattooed on his neck, was chased from the house by the 87-year-old female, quote, victim, pointing a can of Raid insect repellent at him, threatening to spray. She didn't even actually spray him. She threatened to spray him with Raid and drove this Crip from her house. Is that hysterical or what?
Pussy.
You know, it's funny how they have the whole language, like Crips and all that stuff. Did I ever tell you the funny story of when my first husband and I, we got our first apartment?
No.
Okay, well, we move in, right, and we're having some furniture delivered. And these two big, burly black guys, they bring up the couch and everything that's delivered. And they turn around, they look at Jeff, and, you know, he goes to give them some money to tip them and thank them. And they're like, and they said something like, "Good luck in your crib." All right. And Jeff's like, "Well, thank you. Good luck in your career, too." Because he didn't know what the hell. And when they leave, you know, his brother-in-law is standing there, Jerry, and Jerry goes, he smacks me, he goes, "You idiot." He said, "Good luck in your crib, this be your crib, your apartment." And I'm like, and I said, because I heard it too, and I said it sounded like "good luck in your career," you know, "good luck in your crib."
Okay.
All right, I digress. Anyway, but get this, cussing is good for you. A study
no
by... This is good. I like this one. Cussing is good for you. A study by psychology researchers at Britain's Keele University in July showed that people who swear in response to a danger are better able to endure pain than those who use milder language. Again, another grant was given and money was issued forth for these university morons to study, like, George Carlin's list of 7 deadly words over, like, burning your hand on an iron or something to someone who didn't.
At least it's not in the U.S.
Yeah, it was Britain.
So Canada and Britain.
So So just remember that. You if you let out a really good F-bomb, you're going to take that train running over your leg a hell of a lot better. That pain, you're going to endure it.
It'll roll right over your leg.
Oh, yeah. There you go. that's a WTF if I ever read one. Urinate in the shower to save the forest. The Brazilian, now we're over to Brazil. The Brazilian environmental group SOS Mata Atlantica this summer began encouraging people to urinate in the shower to save the Atlantic rainforest. One avoided flush per day, saving 1,100 gallons of water per year. And if my children are listening, no, okay, no. I have to go stand in that flipping shower and clean, and no. I do not want to be standing completely naked and vulnerable in something that you have urinated in. Gross. Okay, so kids, no.
Go ahead.
No. No.
It's okay. No one will know.
Oh, I would know. I had, you know, believe me, I have seen it all. Men have peed in the shower, and then, oh, I remember a certain husband who was encouraging my younger one. Oh, you know, it's because the younger one was trying to get out of the tub.
To go pee.
To go pee. Yeah. Uh-huh. And the husband's standing there going, no, just go in the shower. I'm like, I don't think so. Then the older one's blowing his boogers on the wall instead of getting out of the shower and getting a flipping tissue. And I'm cleaning, and I'm like, if I didn't know better, I'm like, Brian! You know? So please, use a tissue, use the toilet to urinate. We've effed over the rainforest enough by making tons of copies of useless stuff in all those corporate America meetings.
Yeah, in our show.
In our show, yeah, you know. So, you know, pee where you're supposed to, not in the shower. And that's your News of the Weird.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Halloween is coming fast, and so is the 2009 Phantom Con in Hickory, North Carolina, October 16th through the 18th. Phantom Con will be the only host of the 2009 Haunted Survivors Tour. Guests include Shannon Sylvia of Ghost Hunters International, Jeff Sylvia of Up for Discussion, Jan Pierce, Stephen LaChance, and Denise Jones of the Haunted Survivors Tour. Psychic medium to the stars, Lizzie Starr. Author and psychic, Katie Boyd. And psychic investigator, Jackie Carpenter. Also, Jason Gowan and Nathan Schoonover of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Tickets start at $20 for one day and $35 for the two-day event, October 16th and 17th. There will also be an evening ghost hunt and a special Sunday event, October 18th, both with limited seating. Discover more about the paranormal and the 2009 Phantom Con at www.phantomcon.com.
This is Troy Taylor, founder of the American Ghost Society, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, it's time for Haunted Trivia. Last week's question, you were asked, what location in my book, Ghost Hunting New Jersey, did I capture an interesting EVP on a sunny Sunday afternoon? And the answer is Burlington County Prison Museum. And you can actually listen to that EVP on the Deadline page of the NJGHS.net site. If you scroll down, there it is. Now we're going to do haunted trivia this week, and if you do have the correct answer, the first person to email the correct answer in will win a copy of Ghost Hunting New Jersey. But obviously we're going to be on hiatus, so you won't hear a show to follow up to know what the answer is. So if you want to know what the answer was, like, once I post it on the webpage, because this show will run, we'll give you like a week or whatever, and it'll still run, but once I post the actual answer on the deadline page. Now, should I just post it after a week, or should I wait till we get a winner? Yeah, wait till we get a winner. Once we get a winner,
well,
do it that way.
I'd say wait like maybe 2 weeks.
Two weeks, yeah.
And if you haven't gotten a winner in 2 weeks, then why?
Then I'll post it. Yeah. All right. So if we get it, as soon as we get a, if we get a winner, you're right. I'll put it on the deadline page, and then you know what the answer is.
2018. We finally got a winner. My Social Security came too. You
know. That sounds like Grandpa from The Simpsons, doesn't it?
Close.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. There you go. There's your next career.
Yeah, really. Voiceover is lovely. All right. So this week's Haunted Trivia asks, what was the name of the teenager who jumped to his death from Suicide Tower as detailed in my book, Ghost Hunting New Jersey? Be the first person to email hauntedtrivia@njghs.net with the correct answer, and you'll win a copy of the book, Ghost Hunting New Jersey. And like I said, if after 2 weeks we don't have a winner, nobody's getting the book, but I will put the answer on the deadline page. So, as always, team leaders and Brian Sant and those people who have won in the last 30 days are not eligible to win. So you can still send in. You can always play. Notice I said you're not eligible to win. You can play. You can say, is this the answer?
No, I can't.
Well, yeah, you can, but it doesn't matter.
Why? Because I already know the answer.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, you know, for those of you out there who have won in the past 30 days, you can play, but you can't win the prize. If you get the answer right,
you can email me, and I'll send you the answer.
Oh, fun. Terrible.
Just send cash.
You gonna set up a PayPal button now? Yeah, you can PayPal me, and I'll send you the answer. All right, so wrap up. Let's get to wrapping up here. Presentations and book signings that are still coming up. October 18th from 3 to 5, I will be at Paranormal Books and Curiosities in Asbury Park, New Jersey, doing a book signing. October 20th at 7:45. And you know what? I should point out, if you go to the presentations page of the NJGHS.net website,
it's probably a lot easier than hearing it.
Yeah, you will get all of this, plus wherever I could hyperlink to like a library or whatever, you'll be able to click on the hyperlink and get the address and all that stuff, and then you can plug that into your GPS. But suffice it to say, the public ones that I'll be doing will be October 21st, 6:30 p.m., Mysteries of the Paranormal at the Warren County Library in Hackettstown. October 22nd at 6:30 in the Sarahville Public Library. October 24th at 1 o'clock, Mount Olive Public Library. October 25th, Weehawken Free Public Library, and I'll be doing Mysteries of the Paranormal there, and the Mysteries of Paranormal will also be heard on October 27th at 6:30 p.m. in the Sarahville Public Library, and October 28th I'll be at the Warren County Library, the main branch there in Belvedere, and October 30th at 9 p.m. I'll be doing the presentation for the Capers Conference at CAPRS, and the information is on the presentations page of our website, and you can scroll down and click to get to their website to register to go to that conference at a haunted Victorian hotel in haunted Cape May, New Jersey. And I should also point out, until October 31st, if you mention Ghost Chick in Paranormal Books and Curiosities in Asbury Park, you will get 10% off your in-store purchase. And also, if you want to go to their Vampire Ball on October 31st, if you mention Ghost Chick, you'll get 4% off your admittance. So there is a little bonus. Very good, very good. And don't forget to be a friend on America's Haunted Road Trip. It is the MySpace of the paranormal. Go to www.americashauntedroadtrip.com and register today. You'll also get to network with paranormal authors from the series of books, as well as other investigators and paranormal fans. Don't forget again, if you haven't already, I know it's kind of late in the month, but a vote always helps. So if you want to vote for the deadline on Podcast Alley, because think about it, you're not going to hear about it anymore.
Nope.
You're not going to be prompted to vote anymore because there's not going to be any more shows.
If you don't vote, we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, really. I shouldn't say there's never going to ever be any more shows. We are just going to go on a break, you know. So for a while.
Yeah, we've been doing this for how many years now?
In September, it was
Four years.
September of 2005 was our first show.
Yeah. So we deserve a break.
Yeah, so that's this month. Well, yeah, last month. That was our anniversary.
Know we pre-record this stuff. They don't care.
So anyway, September of 2009 was 4 years that we've been doing this shtick. So we're going to take a break. But so why don't we go out with a bang for a while here, people, and really log in your votes at Podcast Alley. I can't make it any easier. The link is on the homepage of njghs.net, and it's also on the Deadline page. So it would really be nice if you did
that. And you can keep voting, too, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every month, a new month, even though you don't hear anything. But when do you think we'll be back?
At least after the holidays are all over.
Wow, that far?
Yeah. But you think about it, you got Halloween and Thanksgiving right after that.
And Thanksgiving, we're doing the training down in Eastern State that Saturday night, right? Right? Well, I know Dean is definitely. You don't have to. I think we can cover it.
Yeah, probably not.
I did have four more people who wanted to sign up, and I was just like, no. That's just going to make it so. It would just be unmanageable.
It's too big.
Yeah. But, so anyway, yeah, we'll be doing that. And then you're right, then the holidays, plus school, and I'll have finals and everything else. Yeah, so probably...
At least till after all the holidays are done.
Yeah, so we're looking at January 2010.
Yep, at least.
So we're not going to nag you for flipping votes till January 2010. So if you want to vote, God bless you, but you don't have to. Alrighty?
All right.
So I guess that's it for now. Enjoy your Halloween, because I guess we're not doing a Halloween show this year.
Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
That's right, Really,
happy
seriously.
Happy birthday to me.
That's right, my Sagittarian friend here.
Yep.
December 10th?
Yep.
Ooh, I remembered this time, because I know Brad Pitt's the 18th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, and he's with Angelina, who's a Gemini, and in astrology... Sagittarius and Gemini are opposites. And I see that because my ex-husband, Sagittarius, and my son, his firstborn, Gemini. And even Jeff used to say, because I love him, he's my son, but oh my God, the kid just knows how to push my buttons in 2 seconds. And I'm like, it's that friction.
Right.
Now, who's my opposite? I got to remember. I'm Aquarius. What is my opposite? Oh, I think Scorpio. I think, Aquarius and Scorpio are opposites. And I think it's because the Scorpio is like the natural detective, but also likes to figure everybody else out, but keep all his stuff about himself locked up.
Right.
Okay? And it drives a Scorpio nuts, because Aquarians, the air signs and airheads that they are, they just kind of pull stuff out of the ether. So they're just like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And the Scorpio's like, oh, how'd you know that? I didn't tell anybody that, So it's like, it makes them
gotcha.
Little. Yeah. Anywho, so happy holidays. See you next year, or hear you next year, or smell you later. I don't know. What's
something.
The deal? Something like that.
Hasta right. la vista.
Baby. All right. Thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of
Hail
Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Our team leaders, Dina Tirico and Gregory and Sherry Irish. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading what's left of the show weekly. Because at some point in life, you'll have to meet the deadline.